Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Anne Anderson. I'm Vice Principal here at the University of Glasgow, and it's my great pleasure and privilege to welcome you all here to the University and to the city for the FACE 2011 conference. I'm delighted that you've joined us here in the university, and tonight we'll be visiting the city, and I know the city will want to extend its formal welcome to you all as well. It's a particular pleasure to welcome Professor John Stone from FACE, and our speakers and delegates from around the world. It is really great to have you with us. And I've looked at your program, and I know you're going to have a fascinating couple of days. The topics that you'll be discussing, social mobility, community development, widening participation in education, are all incredibly important, and you have a really impressive and wide-ranging program. If this wasn't the height of the graduation season in Scotland, I'd be very tempted to be spending longer with you. So you are all extremely welcome to the university, and I'm particularly pleased you're with us here at the University of Glasgow. We're very proud of the fact of being one of the world's top university in the Russell Group in the United Kingdom, and an elite university with very bold ambitions in terms of our role in the world league tables, but also a university that is deeply committed and has been through all of our 560 odd years of history to our role in the community. So we like to think of ourselves as an access elite institution. And we've always been part of the community. It's said that the terms in our university calendar used to be determined by the size of a small barrel of oatmeal that the students used to be able to carry on their back when they came to study at the university. And the length of the term was determined for how long the oatmeal would last to get them through to the next term. Whether that's true or not, I'm not entirely sure, but the fact that that legend has come down to us, I think, confirms our belief in the importance of being a resource for our country, for our community. You're in our new campus here in the West End. We moved here in the middle of the 19th century from our medieval foundations next to the Glasgow Cathedral. And again, that was a community effort working with the university, and a lot of the buildings that you will see, the dramatic Gilbert Scott main buildings, were all raised, the funding was raised by subscription from the community. So that partnership of being a resource, of having that role in community development, lifelong learning, widening participation, all the topics that you experts are going to be discussing is very much part of our lifeblood. So it's a great pleasure to welcome you here. I know you're going to have a fascinating conference. I hope you also have an enjoyable conference. But as you know, these things don't happen by accident. There's a lot of hard work behind the scenes. And I know the FACE people and the keynote speakers will have been doing hard work. But I'd also like to pay a particular thank you to our local organizers in the School of Education here in Glasgow, Mike Osborne and Alan Foster. And I know that they would particularly wish to thank their teams of helpers, the administrative staff and the student volunteers, often the unsung heroes and heroines of such an event that we're starting today. And I know that they've done a power of work behind the scenes to bring this conference together. So you are all extremely welcome to the University of Glasgow. Please enjoy yourselves. Please make the most of the facilities here in the university and in the city more broadly, and have a fascinating and rewarding few days. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Anne, indeed, for that warm welcome. And again, welcome to you all. And thank you indeed, Anne, for your kind words and so on. On behalf of the FACE Executive, I'd like to express our gratitude to you for hosting our 2011 conference in your wonderful university. So thank you for that. It's really a great pleasure to be here in Glasgow and in Scotland. We were last here, I think, in 2003 in Scotland. So long overdue to be back in Scotland, and particularly Glasgow, my favourite Scottish city. So I didn't talk about that.
You'll get your dinner at the same
time. Thank you very much. So thank you for all the work you've done and colleagues in the welcome to Scotland and to the university. As Anne was saying, we have an excellent programme. I'm sure you've had a chance to look at it. Very wide-ranging programme. I think we come together at an interesting and important time for the concerns of FACE as an organisation. Across the UK, there's a huge amount of divergence going on in issues and interests to do with widening participation and access. And I think perhaps more than any other year in many ways, The FACE conference provides an opportunity, a forum, as its name suggests, for us to all come together as a gathering, because that's really what a conference is. It's a gathering of people with interests, common interests and common concerns together. And coming together, I think, helps us to understand and learn from each other and share between us those common concerns and interests. So we're delighted to be here. As I say, I think there are huge challenges for higher education and access to higher education. Yesterday, in England, the White Paper was announced, which introduces all kinds of very transformative measures, which I think will have great effect and impact upon widening participation and access work. I'm hopeful because I know how creative and resourceful you and people like you are across all the universities and colleges. I'm hopeful that we can help to shape some of those policies in ways which are beneficial and positive in the long run to learners who have been excluded very often from educational opportunities. So I look to you and look to this conference as a first start to think creatively about what we can do to make the most of those opportunities that policies present us, and also challenge and make the point when we need to about the effects some of those policies will no doubt have on our learners going forward. Okay, I want to say a number of thank yous. First of all, as I said, a thank you to Anne and to the University of Glasgow for hosting this conference. But I also want to endorse what Anne was saying and thank Alan Foster and Mike Osborne, and indeed the whole team of people here who have worked really throughout the year, because again, as been said, these conferences take a long time to organise. So I really like to thank Mike and Alan in particular and the team who have worked really hard to make this conference happen. I'm also delighted that we've got so many student helpers involved in the conference. That's wonderful for us to have. We're grateful to all the student helpers and thank them for their contribution and help throughout the conference here today and for the next 3 days. So I think they're the things I wanted to say by way of thank you. A couple of comments about FACE as an organisation. As some of you will know, I mean, FACE works as a collaborative and partnership network. So we pride ourselves on the fact that we have huge numbers of partnerships and collaborative relationships, both throughout the UK, but also, and I think particularly relevant for this conference, also internationally. And I made this point earlier on to newcomers, I think there's always a danger when you live in the UK of having an inward-looking perspective on these sorts of things. But I'm pleased to say that as a network, one of the things we pride ourselves on is our outward-looking approach to these issues, recognising that issues to do with access to learning opportunities are a global and international concern, not just a concern in the UK or indeed in Europe, but they're a global concern. And most of the challenges we have are challenges in common, one with each other, trying to open up those opportunities. The context may be different, the politics may be different, the resources are certainly different in different places, but I think underneath that, there are common questions and common issues and challenges. So again, a conference like this, which includes and encourages wide numbers of people, both in the UK and internationally, I think gives the opportunity for us to learn from each other some of the important things which are going on from our own practice, from our own policy work, and from our own research work. All the things which I think make this a particularly unique and important conference. Can I mention three collaborations and partnerships in particular? Because we are delighted for this conference to have representatives from three sister networks from different places in the world. And I'd just like to introduce those three colleagues that are here representing national networks. First of all, Rebecca Goosen. Rebecca, could you just stand up a moment? Rebecca is president-elect from the USA of the National Association for Developmental Education, FACE's sister organisation in the US. And we're really pleased and delighted that you could be with us to our conference this year. Secondly, is Patricia here, Annika? She isn't. In that case, can I ask you to stand up for a moment? I'd like to welcome Annika Mann, who's involved and a representative until Patricia gets here, of the Swedish Network for Widening Participation and Access to Higher Education, which is called INCLUDE. And FACE and Include have worked very closely together since it was started some 3 years or so ago. And in fact, we helped to set up the network. So I'm very proud of the contribution that FACE has made to establishing and supporting the Swedish network. And then finally, Jean-Marie, can you just stand up for a moment? Thank you. Jean-Marie Delacroix, who is the director of the French Continuing Education and Access Network. And again, we're delighted for you to be here. I had the pleasure of speaking at Jean-Marie's association's conference in Lille recently. And so we're very pleased you could take the time and come and join us in Scotland. You're most welcome, all three of you, and thank you. And please, if you could convey our fraternal greetings to your members on our behalf for their conferences, we'd be grateful for you to do that. So I just wanted to welcome in particular those three colleagues, but really a big welcome to all of you. I hope you're going to have a challenging conference. I hope you're going to have an enjoyable conference, and I hope you'll go away from here on Friday inspired and ready for some of the challenges that undoubtedly we're all going to face over the next few years in our respective contexts as things become much more difficult perhaps for some of the things that we cherish and think are important for our learners and their communities going forward. So thank you, you're very welcome to the conference indeed. Okay, let me let Anne go. Thank you. I know you've got to rush off to yet another graduation ceremony, so thank you, Anne, for coming to see us this afternoon. Okay, now, before we introduce our first speaker, I want to hand over to Alan Foster. Alan's got some important housekeeping information to share with us. But before I do that, can I just say that we're recording all the plenary sessions. You can see the cameras here. We're recording for sound as well. So I just wanted to say, if colleagues who are being recorded, especially the keynote plenary sessions, if they got any objections to the recordings being used, because we intend to use them for podcasts for our members to use as resources, people that can't be here at the conference in future, if colleagues have got any objections to that being used for those purposes, please let me know at the end of the plenary session and we'll make sure that we honour that wish. Some of you have already had this opportunity. Others have yet to have the opportunity. But those people that have been to FACE conferences before will know that what we do at our conference is that we have a charity raffle each year. The proceeds of which go to, in this case, a Glasgow-based charity, which is called Include'em, which is a charity that works with young people to help them to support them through difficult times that they or their families or their communities might be facing. And so I think, where's Nicola? Nicola Stevenson there? Nicola will be, I think the words are, passing amongst you to take your money and your donations with raffle tickets, and we have five wonderful prizes. I've shared details of the prizes with some people, but we're going to produce a list of those that includes hotel vouchers at the Hilton, wonderful books, a lifetime subscription to journal, all kinds of wonderful. I can see you savouring now at the prospects of these wonderful prizes. So do give generously. It's a really important charity. And I think it's a way, a small way, of giving something back to the place which is going to give something to us over the next 3 days. So do buy these raffle tickets. And then at our evening event tomorrow evening, we'll have the director of Include'em at our event to receive the money that we've raised for our charity. So please find Nicola if she doesn't find you and buy some raffle tickets. Thank you. Right, okay. It's my pleasure to introduce our first keynote speaker to start the conference off. Professor Keith Popple is from my old university, it turns out, London South Bank University, where Keith is head of social work. Follows in the footsteps, I think, of Geoffrey Weeks, who I used to work for many years ago as well. Keith has been working in higher education for many years. He has a social work and community work background. And one of the things he said to me before lunch was that the presentation he wants to give really doesn't need a huge amount of background knowledge, because he's going to talk about some of the broader issues to do with community development and community work. So we're really pleased indeed to welcome Keith to the FACE conference and to start us off on our discussions over the next 3 days. Keith's title, as you can see, particularly for people in the UK, has a particular resonance, and it is The Big Society, the Implications for Community Development. So welcome, Keith, and we look forward to your input this afternoon.